Shmaitza Shir, we're in the synopsis of Perek Dalet, of Shmaitza Dalet. Last night we started, now it's Tuesday night, Or L'chof Ches Iyar. Last night we did a synopsis of Prokem Aleph and Beis of Shmaitza Dalet. Tonight we're going to try to do at least Prokem Gimel Dalet Hay. Based on the Oilam's request, we're actually going to learn the words of the Sefer that writes a synopsis to the Shmaitza. And we're going to learn it inside. And that's what we said we're going to do. So he makes the second section of Shmaitza Dalet, Prokem Gimel Dalet and Hay. And he writes a few lines summary before he starts. V'tshuvas ha-goinim basroi, maybe machlekes v'mehema she-hesarva, v'miut nevelis. Sometimes it's not so clear. He doesn't mean a behemoth, he means a shchuta meat. Are you on page Tafrei Shlamites? Yeah, Teichen Chelek Beis. He says, the Shuvas HaGoinim bring a machlekes about a behemoth. It means shchuta meat, got mixed up with nevela meat, a miyut. Bechetzia pirish. Bechetzia pirish. It was kavua, and part of the behemoth is in a matzav of kavua, and part of the behemoth is in a matzav of pirish. Im nater kula, o neser kula, o nater chetzia. Maybe rayas lekan o lekan, bekovea de bedover shebetolod o mamish, vadai de nigrar chatzia chachavero. Okay. Now, Perek Gimel. The tshuvas ha-goinim basroi, maybe machlekes v'behemah. What? Well, what's the problem? I just read this. Now I'm doing Perek Gimel. The tshuvas ha-goinim basroi, maybe machlekes v'behemah, shechetzu nesarva, v'chetzu pirish. If not, there is masha pirish v'din rov, v'yagarer ha-mu'uro v'achrov, v'not there ha-kol, because it's rov, it is rov. Oh, the neser hakol, because the part that's kavua is also. But three chodesh nechlak usvirle the yikov adinah sahar chetz yamuter page tafresh mem chetz yamuter chetz yasur veinin and grom zachar zeh, even though they're both totally in the same thing. Yeshua biraya mi mikva shecheskas kashrus ametaras hatoyvul. Mamino the nigra achrei cheskosa. Now the chayrin and tovel has a cheskos tumor, I guess he's referring to, but the mikvah. Right, remember we said that it's clear from the Gemara Nida that the main the crux of the shaila is the kashrus hamikvah, and that's gorer the question of the person. B'chein b'chavus yayin. Nigrar din hatevel achrei cheska shaloi hechmes. Yesh l'chalek ta'asofek shalat toivu v'hamaisris heim tolodo mehanikva v'hayayin. Right? There's a difference between a tolodo and two things that are totally in the same thing. Even though you'll say maybe logically they're the same, but halachically they're not the same. But two things are totally in the same thing. So it's more shayach to say yikam adina sahar. Each thing you follow its din. This is kavua, this is pirish. But when one thing is a talada of the other, then like the two people going into the shvil, right? You remember that famous case? Two people walking through a shvil, and they can't both be. One went into a tamei dika shvil for sure, but each have a cheskes tyra. So you can pass it on each one tohar. It's not totally, again, in a balabatish loshon, a person might say in talking, one is totally in the other one. Mm-hmm. But in a legal sense, in a lomdish, a legal sense, one is really not totally in the other. They're just, they're b'mikret totally, meaning if one's tummy, one's tor, if one's tor, one's tummy. But they don't really come together. They're not really together. So that's what the Shmaitza is machalik.
Part of this issue with the behemoth, part of it is part of it is kavua.
Yeah.
What's the issue? What is it? I mean, it's just
there was a shlachtos. I don't know. tomorrow, and the Vela meat got mixed up with kosher meat from Mokum HaKviyos. And then you, what you know is part of and the piece of meat that you're mesupik about as kavua, you know that the piece of meat from the same animal was the one that was pirish and it was found outside. So on that there's a din of called the parish meruba parish. Now you know that the piece of meat that you have a suffix on inside the shlachtois is from the same animal, but there you weren't mavarer, it was kosher, you just had called the parish meruba parish. That in general in the shlachtois is more kosher than the vela. But now inside it's kavua, so the inside would have to have a psak of kavua and be suffix and sasura. That was the original shiloh of the Goyim. So he said there's three possibilities. You could say the Porish is gorer the kavua. You could say the kavua is gorer the Porish, and you could say like well, the Yikov and the Sahar, each one has a different thing. So he brings a raya that from mikvah and the case of the tevel, when you have a psak. So the psak is gorer the other one. She says, no, there it's a tolada. So once you pass in the mikvah's kosher, which is the makor hasofek, and the yayin is tevel, and the yayin, I'm sorry, is lo hechmetz, l'chein nigrorin. Again, balabatish geret, you'd say one is totally in the other. But not in a legal sense.
The correlation between the two halves of meat.
Yeah, but not in a lavdish sense.
Wrong correlation.
Yesh lahavi raya mehod hecheskas brius mehod hecheskas brius habas mahanya kadesh lo nachshos lemun mebishus aviha. Umakabel tsubasa. Mamino de Nigra Rachreha, his Roma Dosam Nami have a Toloda Dinaksuba, Michalos Hakidushin Beloy Mum. Whether or not she has a mum, and being Motsi Mumin, is a Toloda. Yeshlitlos Hadover, Bamachlekas Tanoim, and Kulin Dafyud, the Suffolk Mavela, and Cheska Shena Zavucha, Gorer Dintuma. In other words, you have a Cheska Shena Zavua. That's on the animal, Mechai. Like that's how the Shmaitz always assumes, like Toysa Shita, that Meiba B'chayeh B'cheska Sisera emerges as the Cheska Shena Sabua. So then you assume the animal's an availer. But that means it also gives off Tumah. But on Tumah, the Cheska Shena Sabua doesn't say it's Tumah, because Mechayim, the Meiba, doesn't give off Tumah. So paskening the eating Shiloh is gorer than tumah, and that's a machlekas hamayron in chulin daf yud. So the Shmaitzer wants to say at the end of Perek Gimel that is mamish the shayla. Again, there it's taka yishlemi the gam hagorerim. Oh, then he says again because I was singing the gam hagorerim shiulu the shiny hocha tavi kedoylod odin atumah miyisra achila. That's not so poshut. That's why it's machlekas. The vela gives off tumah, and you're not allowed to eat it. So, I bet you, if I would pose this shaila to the chashuva people here, there would be differences of opinion. Is the tumah of a nevela a totsa off of isra achila, or no? It's like almost lumi tsui. A nevela would be mutter to eat. Possibly, it would give off tumah too. One thing is no kashur with the other. It doesn't give off tumah because it's also to eat. Right? There's plenty of things that are also to eat and it doesn't give off tumah. Right? A trefah, the mishnah. What? The trefah means it wasn't shechted properly.
Trefah
does not give off tumah. It's shechted properly. A trefah that was shechted properly does not give off tumah. The shechita. Yeah, so that by the vela, it's a shayla. Anyway, that's what the Shmaitzer says. That would be the machlokes on Moriron. And on the side that it is gorer tumah, Rabban the Omer holds it's a tolod. So again, you don't have a raya to the goyin in Shiloh because it's a tolod. If it's a tolod, how can anyone be chaylik? So he says maybe that's kufa machleikus. The other one holds not a tolod. It's two things totally in the same thing. The veil you're not allowed to eat, and the veil gives ruach tumah, but maybe they're not kosher. Good. Well, we move on to Perek Dalet. Nirav Aviraya Kamatirim Hakol. They are the Ksubas. The Cheskos Aim Lomar Shenivelo LeKosher. See, he doesn't write well. The Cheskos Aim Lomar Shenivelo LeKosher. Okay, he writes sometimes not clearly. He means Cheskos Aim. It's Matir a lady lacuna because of Hochazok, which he says the caution about. Mani Gam Labas. No, you know, I'm wrong. You write it in the Cheskos Aim. Not Sheik, Lomar, which tells us. Shenivelo Lakosher, Matir also Lakuhuna, Mahani Gam Labas.
Isn't it Lomar, Cheskos Aim Lomar? She has a Chazaka to say that she was Nivelo Lakosher?
That's what I thought he meant, and that's why I said it's a very not clear way to write it. It's not the right way to write it.
Right, I think that's right.
But now I see he doesn't mean that. He means like the Chazaka tells us. Like you would say in English, the Chazaka tells us. The Cheskos Aim, Lomar, which tells us. Shenivelo LeKosher.
Only with a Taina.
You're right. And a Chanami, so what? That's not. But the point is, it's Cheskos, it's a Gemara's Lashon. He didn't make it up. Cheskos Aim, Ani Labas. She's only believed in conjunction with her Cheskos Taira. The daughter has no Cheskos Taira because we want to know what the daughter was from the moment she was born. So there's no Cheskos Katras. Cheskos Katras, not Cheskos Taira. And the Gemara has a son. The Gemara says, well, actually it's Rishonim, not the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Man de Machshabo, Machshabibita. Shown and explained it as Cheskos Aim Ani Labas. So the passion of the Shemites of understanding Cheskos Aim Ani Labas, and it's Gorer Ha. Ani Gam Labas, Lati Rosal Akol, Abu Bi Shem Sul Kol, Kolodo Mitsul Kuhuna. Ah. By the daughter, declaring maybe she's Pasul Lakol. Ooh. Maybe the boil is a mamzer. And by the mother, it's a cheskos kosher, the kosher of Aldi that she is not possible to kahuna. But you can't call that a tolada. I don't know why not. You're going on the side that the boil was kosher. So why can't you call that a tolada? He's saying the daughter is not a tolada of the mother. The daughter's din is not a tolada of the mother. The mother is only going to be possible to kahuna. The daughter is going to be possible to call.
They're both totally on who the father is.
Here
both
we go again.
Both of them
but they're both independent. But they're not tolada, but it's not a tolada of the mother. Yes, so I'm saying, I'm thinking, the psak of kosher is totally. The Shiloh is not totally Havaha. You go bust the Shiloh. The Shiloh is not a Tolada. The Shiloh of the daughter is not a Tolada of the mother. They're both totally on who the boil is. Again, two things, totally in the same thing. But they're not totally in each other. The daughter's did not loving the call is not because she was born to a mother that was possible to Kahuna.
Like to me.
Mamina, the gam below Toloda, Nigar Dinabas Achar, Hang Bachnami Leishna. So score one for the Matir, says the Shmaitzer. Ulo Meidach, Nira, Yehimachlekas Tanoim, Tyrus Parent Love. Oh, I remember this case. Geisis, Chichnisul, Rishus Ayochid, Gotsil, Rishus Arab. Bechazu, Chichnisul, Rishus Ayochid. The Rabban on Shtei Rishus Hayochid Tameos, even though he couldn't have been dead, he couldn't have been alive after he was dead, Rishus Harab Tor, even though, yeah, Rav Shimon, which is a rabbi tohor, gorer, as which is a yochel harishon on the time. Yesh litchos, l'chuli almar, meaning gorer is vaday v'salek asrofe. Vakul v'shikos amasli. To the Rav Shimon, to which is a yochel is only a sofe. Rav Shimon doesn't know there's any din of sofe kavaday. That needed that day, the Shimon doesn't know them, the Safik of Adai did. The Chedrush was a rabbi Mitar also, because it's Vadai bumping up against the Safik. The Rabbanan have a Vadai, Rishon Yochid is also a Vadai. So why should Rishon Sarabim be Machriya Rishon Sayochid? The other way around, they're both a Din Vadai. The Chedrush was a rabbi Blom Machriyosa. Which is our question by the behemoth. Is Vadei Gora Sofik? The Atiru is a Chatsi behemoth Shem Taruva. Raya Lakach. Adarabba says the Shmaitza. I'll bring you a Raya. In the Lord Nechut Lulehepech, the Sofik Sheretz, Shenichas the Shusha Rabbim, Achakach the Shusha Yochid. I don't know why Yoser, but it's also Rishus Rabbim is certainly Vadai. With these are Yeshlitchos, but because of the placey, Svoras going Echad, the Shita Bukubetzes, that's a famous Shita in. From Mitzia, the robe Choshev Sofek by Asiri Vadai, Loi Asiri Sofek. Right? So the robe doesn't make it Asiri Vadai. Ain't called the Porish Mater Ataruvos, Kihu Gam Sofek. Oh. Well, now, there is a Zarab in the Chuliyam Matiros Fakas, the Lama Praya, Uchlokach, the retirement of Zarab in the Rav Shimon in the Yisrael Achros Road. The Shmaitz is saying is that the fact that it's a Siri Sofek doesn't take away from the fact that it's a Psak Vadai. In other words, the Shita Mukabezes is Machadish that for Meiser Behemah you need a Siri Vadai, but not a Siri Sofek, like, pardon the expression, you need a Chetza Vadai. But certainly the Psak of Rove in any other context would be considered Vadai. And if you're talking about here the Gorer of the Sofek, a la the Goyim and Shaila, where some of the animal is called the Porish, that's certainly called a Vadai vis-a-vis Kol Kavua Kamach Chal Matzah Gomi is a Sofek. You're saying that you see, if it's just a Rambam, it's certainly still a Sofek. The Rambam is not even a Hachra. It's just a Rambam, it's Fek Otor. It's certainly not Achra, but still it's a Psak Vadai, it's a definitive Psak. And therefore it's not going to be Nigrar after the Rishus HaYochid's definitive Psak. So Koshgein, again, someone wanted to suggest that in the case of the animal, the original Goyim's case, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, so for sure the rove cannot be machriya of kavua, because even rove is not a vadai. Okay? Okay, I'll let that go by. So the Shmaitz is timing, that's not true. He brings a raya, but then I want to say the svara. The raya is that if he's correct in this machlokes, but the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, then you see the vadai of Rishus HaRabim is called vadai, even though that's certainly not a hachra in the Metzius. Now I'll say the svara. Everything depends on the context. Just because the Shita Mukubetza says it's still asiri vadai, boy asiri sofek, you can't say it's not a Vada. It's certainly a Vadai Psak, meaning it's a definitive Psak. It's a Psak that it's, like in Rishus HaRabim even, it's a definitive Psak that it's Vadai. Now, Yeah, the Gzeres HaKozel by Meiser, you need Meiser, Asiri Vadabu, Asiri Sofik. But certainly if Tysus is Machadish, or if Sheet is Machadish, and even by Rove, it's Asiri Sofik, so you say, but Rove Paskin, so there it is, that you need a Chetzot Vadabu, a Chetzot Sofik. But I'm not going to do an hour Shaila here. Certainly the Vadai of Rove, quote unquote, the legal Vadai of Rove, quote. It's not the Matsiyostik of Vadai, but the legal Vadai of Rove. You with me? The legal Vadai of Rove certainly is Machir and Kol Kavua. Okay, Perek He. Gimel Dalet He is about this Indian. Well, so we and Avi Parperes Bibini for my son. Arid HaKoyim Shein. Tabi Mashifosuk HaRabim, the Tok HaKoyim, the Tok HaKoyim, Mahan Yitzvisosa. Right? Tok HaKoyim, Eim Utsi Yem Yodah. That's the Rabim.
Is this the Shmaitzer son, or the guy who's writing the Sikkum?
Shmaitzer son. No. This is the Shmaitzer. The Gemara Maskina Deloi Mahani. The Tiris, the Maskonos HaGemara Deloi Mahani Yitzvisa, Rak Shiesh Lebailam Dinmora Kamo. My pet the chamor. Abu Boloy Barakama will call the album I am three sauce. Right. The more of Maskana that took for Kaya might see me or die is when there's a Barakama. Pet the chamor is Barakama the mother. Oh. But when you stop at the something and there's no Barakama, like my money, knowing there's no Barakama, so that Tukul Koyan will be my CMBOs. Oh, I'm sorry, will be my CMBOs. I'm sorry. Tukul Koyan will be my CMBOs. Rabbi, because Aim might see him. When the Gemara says, might see him when there's a Barakama. There's a Marakama. When there's no Marakama, that's when the Rambam Paskus ain't my seat. If he's a Yeshleima, the Nechuk, who engaged with Bailam, did Marakama, La Bukhar. Why? Because he's a Marakama on the mother. The Mash, the Me'imai, Eina Yechoshim Marakama. The Mash, the Me'imai, the Bailus that he has when the Petach Habor is the Me'imai. Ain't no chashim marakama. Amay shakasev in chashim mishpah. Masha yaitse beleido ad rubo. Avicheskas marakama. Because he was born. But he's not kadosh yet. Marabin is really in the kadosh at shayitse rubo. So it's kubtachais. That's when, bang! That's when he became a marakama. It wasn't kadosh yet, even if it is a bechor. It's not kadosh yet, but he's a marakama because he came out of the mother's womb. L'chein tzitzis koyim noy mahadya. Marama kozak rav huli duch shiyay terubay kozak shum afreya. Vein loy boy did marakama because if it's kadosh, he's not a marakama on the book. L'chein mahadya tzvisosay. Shayna Pascal Karaba the Kodesh Mikana Lahaba. So there's always a Marakama, even on the Petachamor. Marakama, Chetsu. The Chetsu, this is why it's like, yeah, the Chetsu is there, go rare, so Chetsu Acher, Leitoyo Sisa Makulo.
I didn't get the connection there. Why is this, what does this have to do with the Chetsi Chetsi case? What was the connection?
Because even according to the Rishayna that Pascal, it's Kodesh Mikana Lahaba. You're only a Marakama on half the animal, but you see the Tfisa doesn't help even on the other half. Of course it's go rare. He's already a Marakama on the Miuto. He doesn't mean Chatzi, he means the first part. You're right. It's not exactly Chatzi. Oh. Okay, we'll stop here. How
I thought this was good.
It was good.
I prefer it like this with looking inside.
Yeah, but I think I'm remembering the Shmaita. I think let's go back to the beginning, Shmaita. I'm going to call the guy up. Maybe I'll buy everybody a present as a token of my appreciation for sticking out this year. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I paskin. I'm happy to see someone listen to me. I said you're really much better off having the chuppah after shkia. So even though it says on the invitation 7 o'clock, but I know the chuppah is going to be after shkia, right? But I don't know if I'll make it back here on time. I don't know if I'll make it back by 8 o'clock. They're going to walk down 7:30. What are they going to do?
Probably later.
It's Israel. You got to figure it's going to be later.
Well, it's called for 7.
Yeah.
That would be okay. I'll be late Thursday night. So maybe I won't come at all, but we'll just say go for the night and say I have a wedding. If I run back here for Chavis and Bobbis, I don't know how late I'll be. I don't know. I might not be here Thursday night.
I think we should stay conclusive.